Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. A pretty blunt assessment on the latest inflation numbers from the Treasurer. Here's Jim Chalmers following news of a 7.8% rise across 2022.
This is very high inflation by historical standards. There's no use pretending otherwise. It's unacceptably high. It's in line with the Treasury forecasts for inflation, and it's almost as high as the Reserve Bank's forecast.
Travel and electricity saw the biggest increases across the final 3 months of last year. Mortgage holders now wait to see how the numbers feed into the RBA's cash rate decision early next month. The PM's met with Australian of the Year finalists in Canberra for a morning tea. This year's winner will be officially unveiled later tonight. Across the ditch, where Chris Hipkins has officially been sworn in as New Zealand's new Prime Minister, the country's governor confirming he's ready for the top job.
That gives effect to your appointment as Prime Minister. Congratulations, Prime Minister Hipkins.
While former NZ PM Jacinda Ardern says serving her country was the greatest privilege of her life. Industry leaders, authorities and experts have met in Sydney to discuss online dating and safety, action, transparency and accountability from those who operate dating apps and websites has been one of the big takeaways. And there's been an incredible rise in blood donations since rules around mad cow disease were relaxed 6 months back. Close to 9% of all donors seen since then were those who were previously not allowed to give blood.